Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Good morning. This is the Free Fire Radio program with Carl and Linda Bott on vacation. This is Ken Murray filling in with the computer semi-messed up while Bad Bob fixes everything.
Well, there's a story behind that, i.e. that Carl Bott took over the traffic for a few days, which is how all the bits and pieces that you hear get scheduled. And normally one would hear the intro to the Free Fire show, and Carl made a change for whatever reasons. It's his station, so away we go.
And if anybody has a complaint about that, they can always email Carl. What is it?
Carl, there's two addresses. The easiest one is carl@kcnr1460.com. May I do the weather, sir?
Please do.
Before we get going here. Sunny and hot, high near 101 degrees, northwest winds 5 to 7 out of the northwest. Clear tonight, low around 63, continued hot tomorrow around 100, then temperatures begin dropping. Friday we'll see 93, Saturday we'll see 76, and a chance of shower, so a change coming down the pipe. Right now in Reading, we are at 54 degrees. Checking the air quality index, it is fabulous this morning compared to what we've had in the last several weeks. Downtown air quality in the healthy range, about 40 to 50. That is a measure of the particulate matter. As you head out of town, the numbers drop into even better ranges. So excellent information there on our air quality. All this information brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
This morning, in the first hour, we're going to be talking with Celestina Traver, the Veterans Service Office, and the way this is going to work is the phone number here is 605-4567. Christina wanted to do an Ask, or Celestina. Celestina. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about sometime you'd like to do a program called Ask the VSO.
Yes.
Phone number 605-4567. If you have any question at all for the Veteran Service Officer of Shasta County, Celestina's here and ready to answer your questions at 605-4567. In the second hour this morning from 8 to 9, we're going to have the leadership of Bethel Church in. We're going to be talking about the Bethel effect on the city of Reading. So, Celestina, you were in the Army.
Yes, yes, from 87 to 95.
Why'd you go in the Army instead of the Air Force or the Marines or the Navy?
I don't know. My brothers were all Air Force except one was Navy, so I decided to change it up a bit.
Were you happy?
I was. I loved the Army. I was stationed in Germany. Uh-huh. I got to see the country, have different cultures, you know, exposed to different culture. It was amazing.
And you were a cop.
I was an MP, military police, absolutely.
So mm-hmm. You're tough. I'll try not to offend you this morning.
I'm going to see her throw you into an arm lock and let the hilarity ensue.
Well, I'm going to sit on this other side of the desk and watch the two of you go at it. I was in the Air Force. I don't have to get into all that stuff. So there was a golf tournament this past weekend to raise money for homeless vets.
Yes.
What does the VSO it wasn't your golf tournament.
No, it wasn't.
What's the VSO have to do with homeless vets?
Well, the golf tournament was brought by Mike Quinn, and he partners with the Veterans Resource Center, and they built a whole bunch of housing, or they're building housing, and they do have housing for homeless veterans. And what we do is when a homeless veteran comes into our office, we give them a gratitude care package. We help them order their DD-214s, any medals, anything that they're lacking that they need to take over to the VSR or the Veterans Resource Center and to get housing. So we're kind of like the first stop to make sure all their stuff is there. We also check to see if they're bringing in any income, because some homeless people do. They have some income.
Mm-hmm.
And if they aren't, then we see if they're eligible for a pension or service connection. And we get some income coming in so that they can afford housing, home, you know, transitional.
What's in the care package?
Cookies, letters from children thanking them for their service, pictures from children, snacks, trinkets, you know, financial book and a book to read, crossword puzzles,
okay,
things like that. Yeah.
So there's a veteran out here in the streets,
mm-hmm,
walks into your office, he gets cookies and a coloring book,
and
you begin to look for ways to get him some money.
We do. We also have coffee, free coffee in our lobby, and we help them make them feel at home. And when they walk in, we want them to be feel welcomed.
You know, I'm not sure I know what the Veterans Resource Center does. I mean, where are these houses?
The Veterans Resource Center is off of Hartnell Avenue, and they're over by Pizza Hut, or Round Table Pizza, that's it.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're a nonprofit organization that we partner with.
They actually have houses?
They actually have houses.
Holy guacamole, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we also have a transitional house with Faith Works. It's called the House of Cornelius, and that's also where we house our veterans for transitional housing.
Where's that?
It's up Lake Boulevard up that way.
It's called Cornelius House?
House of Cornelius.
How come I didn't know any of this stuff? House of Cornelius. And so if a homeless guy walks in, you can send him up there?
Well, what we do is we fill out the application and we fax it to FaithWorks,
uh-huh,
and FaithWorks calls them, or they set up an appointment and for them to come over.
All right. If you have a question for the VSO, 605-4567. We have some 16,700 vets.
Absolutely.
Here in Shasta County or just in Redding?
In Shasta County.
In Shasta County. And you're available, your services are available to all of them.
Absolutely.
You know, I was just thinking, I got a good conduct medal. They didn't give me a medal. They gave me a piece of paper, say, you want a medal? Go buy it.
Oh, well, we can order it for you. Well, and then you won't have to buy it.
I'm not sure my conduct since then qualifies me anymore. I appreciate the thought. Bob, let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk with Chris Celestina.
Yeah, I have a different name.
Celestina?
Yes.
Travers. And if you want to talk or have a question for the VSO, 605-4567.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They got outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees, 7-day a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. It is 714 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. Shasta Beam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call Shasta Beam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
And now, back to our show.
At 7:18, you're listening to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott, who's on vacation, and I'm talking this morning with Celestina Traver. She's a veteran service officer. Actually, you're a Shasta County employee.
I am, yes.
And a department head.
Yes, I am.
And a former military police.
Absolutely.
And proud of it.
I am.
And I'm glad you're sitting far away from me because I'm afraid of you.
My entire office is actually military veterans.
Are they all MPs?
Two others are.
Holy guacamole.
I know,
taking
right?
My life in my hands to go in there. You said something interesting off the air to me. I have a minor disability. I have hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the Air Force, I worked out on the flight line. And in the olden days, when I was in the Air Force, they didn't give you any ear protection.
Yeah, that's right.
So I stood next to B-52s taking off and F-100s and whatever else. And now Well, I discovered several years ago I needed hearing aids. And I came to the Veterans Service office, where the office where you are now, and they helped me fill out the paperwork. And I went and saw the audiologist they referred me to. And they said, oh, yeah, that's a service-connected disability. So I got hearing aids.
Nice.
But the interesting thing to me was you said, if my hearing gets worse, I get a bigger disability.
Yes.
How's that? I didn't know that. How's that work?
Yeah, every 3 years you can get a new hearing test. And if your hearing is worse, then we can put in for an increase in your disability, because the worse the injury or, you know, body part is the higher percentage we can get.
Well, if I lost a leg in Vietnam, I didn't get any worse, right? The leg's gone. It's still gone.
True.
3 years later.
True.
So this applies to perhaps Agent Orange, which affects over time?
Yes. It affects Agent Orange. It affects Gulf War. It affects Camp Lejeune. It affects the hearing, lungs, and even knees. Let's say you have a knee injury and you come in and we file and we get 10 or 20%. And then all of a sudden, 5-6 years from then, it's worse. And two or more joints are affected now. We can actually apply for an increase and get you more.
That may or may not have anything. I mean, some of that stuff just happens as a function of old age. I got joints that don't work all over my body. And I can't connect it to anything other than getting old.
No, that's what we do. We create the nexus between the injury in the military and your current condition now. So,
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, actually, my entire office, before you can be a Veterans Service Representative, you actually have to pass 2 legal exams in order to get accredited so that you can practice in state of California and nationally. Because what we do is we send appeals up to Washington, D.C., to the judicial court, and we actually file the appeals for them up there and represent them in Washington from our office.
Is it a military judicial court or a civilian judicial court?
It's a civilian judicial court.
Well, isn't that interesting? What's a notice of disagreement?
Ah, so when we file a claim and they come back and they couldn't find the link and or they missed some evidence that we presented, then we file a notice of disagreement. And it gets sent in, and a DRO looks at all the paperwork and all the evidence. What we do is we represent the evidence that they missed or the connection that they didn't make, or maybe it's just an error on the VA's part. And we put all that together. We send it to Oakland again, and we have them reconsider their first decision.
I've had an interface with Oakland in the past.
Yeah.
They may not be the most friendly people in the entire universe.
So true. So true. And I want everybody to understand that we are not Department of Veterans Affairs. We're actually county government, and we file claims against Department of Veterans Affairs on their behalf, so we're an advocate.
But you still have to go through Oakland.
Absolutely.
How do you get through them and on to the next level? Which is what apparently this appeal process is.
Yeah, well, we...
How bad do they have to be before I appeal?
You just have to have a denial of something, and then we file the appeal on the notice of disagreement for you. And we put all the... We look at all the evidence, and we actually do all the investigation. We ask you to, if there's missing evidence, we ask you to bring in medical evidence to make it stronger. And then we resend it back to Oakland, and a special DRO, which is a decision review officer, actually looks at it, which is a different department in Oakland. And she reviews it as if it was never reviewed before.
Yeah, but she knows she's the court of last resort in Oakland, right?
Yes.
So she's only getting stuff that they've already rejected.
Yes, but we get a really high rate of approvals when we send it to the DRO.
Of what?
Approvals.
Oh, I thought you said purple. See, no. I'm deaf. So you do get a high rate of approvals.
Absolutely.
Now, if this appeal person in Oakland turns you down, then you file directly with Washington, D.C.?
Yes, we do. Yes. And then they can remand the decision and force Oakland to gather more information. They're actually the overwatch of Oakland regional office, and they force the Oakland to do the things they didn't do, and they can remand it, or they can go ahead and reverse the decision and approve the appeal, the condition, the claim, or they can continue to deny it.
So Oakland doesn't have to listen to it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you said they could deny it.
No, the appeals process can deny it. The appeals and judicial court in Washington, D.C. can actually deny the case if there's nothing to go on.
Okay, but if they agree, then they go back down to Oakland and say, you know, you're wrong. Take mm-hmm. care of it.
Yeah, they do.
No wonder they're unhappy up there in
yeah.
Oakland. You also do medical referrals, and how do you do that?
We do. Well, we fill out the 1010EZ for the veteran and for the veteran's clinic over on Hartnell, and we get them registered for a doctor or a VA specialist over there, get them linked in.
Okay. And how does this, you know, I got a card someplace that says if I'm more than X miles from the VA clinic, I can go to some other doctor.
Yeah.
How does that work?
The CHOICE program, the president last week just signed the CHOICE program and giving it more money so that it can keep it going, because it's actually grant funded and they have $250,000, $500,000 at a time. And then if they run out, then they need the president to actually resign to get more money. And that's what he did last week. And what it happens is if you're a VA doctor, if you can't see him within 30 days, or you can't go to San Francisco, Mather, Martinez and travel, then your primary care physician puts in a prescription to CHOICE program. They call the veteran. They give them options on who's actually connected and signed up to use the CHOICE program. Then they pick a doctor. That doctor calls them, and they see that civilian doctor on the outside immediately.
Well, let's back up in this process for a moment. I mean, I don't want to go to San Francisco or Vacaville or any place. Mm-hmm. That's more than, you know, I got to drive down there.
Right.
So the CHOICE program I cannot use if I have the capacity to drive to Vacaville or wherever it is?
It's up to your primary care physician. If you can't drive or don't want to drive, then you can always ask for them to put you in for CHOICE. And you want to see a civilian doctor up here. If your specialist appointment is out 3, 4, 5 months, which is absolutely normal, and you want to be seen within 30 days, you absolutely have a right to ask for the CHOICE program and see a civilian specialist here in Reading.
Now, that's interesting. I had recent, myself,
mm-hmm.
okay, I recently had occasion to be referred to a vascular surgeon.
There you go.
I went down to the clinic,
mm-hmm.
and they made me a telemedicine appointment.
Oh, yes.
Several weeks out. And I waited the weeks, and then I went over and sat in a room, and a doctor in Sacramento or someplace with the VA came on the television screen. He could hear me, and I could hear him,
yeah.
and we could see each other. And I had a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
But it took weeks. Now, if I wanted the consultation with a vascular surgeon earlier, I could have used the CHOICE program and gone to one here in town?
Yes.
but I have to come ask you first?
No, you have to go to your primary care physician at the VA clinic, and that's who determines to put you in for choice.
It takes more than a month to get to see my primary care physician.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Oh, well, it's the government, right?
Yes, absolutely.
If you have a question about anything having to do with the Veteran Service Office and their services here in Shasta County, give us a call. Celestina would be happy to answer your questions. She's looking forward to strange questions. Ex-military people have lots of strange questions. It's 605-4567. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
And, of course, you can also put your questions into the KCNR chat room, kcnr1460.com, and then go to the Listen and Chat tab. It is 7:30. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and the best, brings you this portion of Free Fire Radio. They specialize in home electronics, classic car parts, and 47 years in business of locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. They've been in the satellite business for 32 years and are your source for Dish Network. They're an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Back with more Free Fire Radio after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One world, one week, one film festival. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns to the Cascade Theater September 28th. Over 300 cities across the globe, including Reading, get to view and vote on the best short film in the world. Join us and help discover the next generation of feature filmmakers at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 28th at 7:30. Get advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
At 735, you're listening to KCNR's Free Fire Radio, 530-605-4567, about 55 degrees in downtown Reading. This portion of the program is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They got all the usual things that you expect out of your bank. Extended lobby hours until 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Fridays are until 6. And, of course, they have the drive-in. All those services. Cornerstone Community Bank with three branches now serving Shasta and Tehama counties. Our newest branch, 1845 California Street, downtown Reading, near Jack's Grill. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in while Carl and Linda are on vacation. I'm talking this morning with Celestina Traver, who's the Veterans Service Office, and your calls if you have a question for Celestina at 605-4567. I looked on the Shasta County website, came across the Veterans Service Office, and I'm looking at this list of things that you assist with.
Yes.
One of the things on the list is pensions for wartime veterans with non-service-connected disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It is, let's say you are over the age of 65 and you need to go into assisted living or you need a caregiver to come in or you need some extra money. You know, Social Security doesn't pay well anymore, or never has, probably. And so they're on low income, and they're way below, you know, the poverty level. So what we do is we file for a pension, a non-service-connected pension, and we bring them in some money. And with that non-service-connected pension is called aid in attendance, which is an extra stipend. You first have to qualify for the non-service-connected pension, but then if you need help with your daily living skills, let's say your medication, cooking, bathing, things like that, then we file for aid in attendance, and it gets you more money so that you can either go into assisted living or pay for a caregiver to come in.
What's the criteria for qualifying for that?
You must be over the age of 65 or totally and permanently disabled, and you must have at least served one day of wartime service. There is a criteria you can't have more than $80,000 in assets, and you must meet the income criteria that is brought from the federal government.
Well, most people in the military, well, I don't know what one day of wartime service, most people in the military never serve in a war zone. I mean, maybe 2% of everybody in the military ever goes into a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does wartime service mean?
Just means that you've served during the time of war and within the dates of the war. You do not have to have boots on the ground, and you don't have to be over there fighting in order to qualify.
What's the dates of war? Which war?
All wars.
Well, I don't know what the dates of them are. Do you know what the dates of them are?
World War II was 40 to 45, and then the Korean War, 50 to 55, and then the Vietnam War, and so that's 61 actually forward people went into, but 64 to 75. And so those are the dates, and if we can put you within any of those dates, we can help you qualify.
Let's see.
Yeah, we do all the paperwork. We do all of it.
I don't qualify. Wait a minute. I don't like this answer. I don't qualify.
What do you mean you don't qualify?
I was in 59 to 63.
Yeah.
Only bad thing that happened during that was the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Which does not count.
Which doesn't count, no. But scared us all to death.
Of course.
Okay, so anybody who was in during any of those war times, and they're over 65, and they don't have any money.
Or they're low income.
Or they're low income.
Mm-hmm.
And they need assisted living in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can help them.
We can help them. Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
All right, another benefit you assist with is VA life insurance. What is VA life insurance? I'm sorry to be so ignorant,
no,
but maybe you've got something going here I can take advantage of.
So if you're 100% service-connected disabled and you're under the age of 65, you can actually apply for life insurance through the government. It's $10,000. And you actually, the fees are waived if you meet the criteria of under the age of 65. If you're over the age of 65 or if you're less than 100% service connected, then it comes with a fee, but you can still apply. There's extra stipends on top of the $10,000, so you can actually buy more than $10,000, but it comes with a monthly charge.
Can I buy it?
Depends what your service.
I'm way over 65.
If you are service connected, disabled, yes, you could.
Well, I can't hear. Does that count?
It does.
And I can get money out of you?
Not out of us, out of the Department of Veterans Affairs, but it has to go to a surviving spouse or whoever you leave the money to because it happens after your death.
Getting money?
Getting money.
Well, that doesn't do me any good.
No, not really.
Let's go on to some other things that you do. What do I see here? New driver's license option for veterans.
You nude?
What's that?
In 2015, Congress passed a law saying that we could get a veteran put on our driver's license. So in California. So what we do is it's basically CalVet's program, and we actually have to certify that you basically vet you. And we have to make sure that you qualify as a veteran, and then we do the paperwork, which is one sheet of paper, and then you take it to DMV, and you can get the word veteran on your driver's license. And we ask everybody to come to our office to do that because it's really important that people honor and know that you're a military veteran.
Well, you lost me at the point where I had to go to the VA. I mean, to the DMV.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I can come down to the VA. But going to the DMV is a totally different story.
It is. Yeah, I suggest you make an appointment.
So what? Then I get a brand new driver's license and it says I'm a veteran on it someplace?
Yes, it does. It's amazing. And then with that, instead of taking your DD-214 to get veterans discounts, you can actually now show a picture ID, which is your driver's license, to get all those discounts.
Only place I know of that I get a veteran's discount is Home Base.
Home Depot?
Home Depot, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually, there's a couple of coffee stands, stuff like that, when I'm wearing my Navy hat. Will actually give me a little off there without even having to show anything. But
was the Navy part of the real military?
Yeah, we provided the transportation for the rest of y'all.
Actually,
not for the Air Force. Okay.
Our office actually has a list of all the places in Shasta County that actually gives discounts to veterans, and you can come into our office and get that list. It's printed.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the other services you offer assistance with is debt help and counseling.
Well, yes. Yeah. So we don't counsel, but we do find out what insurance you have and connect you with Dignity Health if you need grief counseling and give you we connect you. We don't just give you referrals and say, here they are. We actually connect you with different things. We actually, when you're service connected and you pass and you die, then all your money stops. It doesn't go to your widow because she did not serve in the military. So what happens is the widow needs to come into our office. We need to stop your pay, and then we need to see if she qualifies for widow's pension. So we take care of not only the veteran from the time they walk into grave, we actually take care of their surviving spouse as well.
But what qualifies a widow for a widow's pension?
Well, if the veteran dies with a service-connected disability or has their service-connected disability more than 10 years, at 100% service-connected, then we can file for a widow's pension.
Okay.
In addition, I believe that Korean War veteran era veterans, this happened to my mom, she required some care and she was actually eligible for some funds. It wasn't a huge amount, but every little bit helps in those circumstances. So the only way to find out about these things is to stop by the VSO and say, what am I qualified for?
Absolutely, and bring your DD-214 with you.
Phone number here is 605-4567. If you have a question for Celestina Traver, give us a call. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. They're a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott. My guest is Celestina Traver, who is a veteran service officer for Shasta County.
Correct.
Shasta County employee. Former Army. An MP. So if you go in, she'll help you. And if you give in her crap, she's going to throw you right on the floor.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
What's the worst part of your job?
I don't know. I don't. Probably creating the budget for my office. all of that I'm learning still. And, you know, all the ins and outs of the county and the county policies. Right now, it's just I'm learning. But I don't think there is a bad part of my job. I embrace my job and I love what I do. So every day I look forward to coming in to work. And I work usually 6 days a week and sometimes 10-hour days just so that I can get everything perfect for the veteran coming through that door.
How are you paid?
Through the county.
I know, but out of what pot of money of the county do you get paid?
So the federal government gives us a little bit. The CalVet, we're actually get a stipend from CalVet that goes into the general fund. We also draw from the general fund, and we have one grant, PATH, the PATH grant, that we get some money from.
Out of your total budget, how much of it comes from general fund funds for the county?
Probably.
Well, let's back up. Mm-hmm. What is your total budget for your department?
It is approximately $500,000 today.
And out of that $500,000, how much of it is county general fund money?
Oh, I know a percentage. It's we pull about 71% of the general fund, which I would like to actually decrease that in the future.
So you're getting $350,000 a year out of the county general fund in round numbers.
Yes.
And you would like to decrease that. In order to decrease it, you're going to have to either get more federal money, more state money, or more grant money.
Correct, yes.
You have a grant writer in your department?
Me. I'm everything. I'm I'm department head. I'm floor supervisor. I am project manager. I am everything because I don't have anybody else to do it. So I do all of that plus the veteran service officer job.
How many employees are there in your department?
I have six employees, and I have two work studies, and I just applied to ask for another VSR position to help with outlining areas, Burney, Shingletown, Anderson, Cottonwood, to help go into the assisted living, but, you know, it depends on the budget, and it depends on a lot of things that are entailed with that, but
okay. But grant writing, for example, is a particular skill set.
It is.
There are people who are very, very good at it, and there are the rest of us who struggle the best we can.
Right.
And that's got to be a steep learning curve for you.
It is. It is. But I don't have it in my budget to pay someone to do it. So we're on a very strict budget, and we watch all our money and make sure that it really is, I spend it wisely.
Okay. You have six employees. You have a $500,000 budget. I assume they're not all making $85,000 a year.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Actually, we're paid probably the lowest... Almost the lowest in small counties in the state of California. We're making about 12% less than any other VSO office in the state of California.
Are you unionized?
They are. I'm not. Yeah.
No, you're a boss. You can't be unionized,
no,
right?
No, I'm unrepresented.
What union?
UPEC.
UPEC?
Yes.
So you're low paid. You got a huge workload.
Yep.
You don't have enough people.
Yep.
You're hoping to add another person because your outreach in the outer areas, we have a huge county, outer areas of the county is not what it could be.
Correct.
And you don't slash your wrists at night.
No, this job is basically not for the money. It's for the heart. You have to have a heart for this job.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's the best part of the job?
Seeing the veterans.
Really?
Yeah. Case management, helping them every single day. I hold a full caseload as well. On top of everything else, I still hold my caseload.
Explain caseload to me.
In other words, I've been there for over 8 years, and I have approximately 200 veterans on my caseload that I see because I file claims as well, and I continue to see my clients.
Why do I ever need to see you after I come in and you help me fill out the paperwork and I get approved? Why, I'm not sure what caseload consists of. You're not a counselor.
So what we do is we file the paperwork, but that's not what we just do. We actually monitor the paperwork. We actually have access to the federal computer system. We make sure it goes in there. We make sure that if the Department of Veterans Affairs ever sends them letters, then they bring that letter to us and we respond to it. We do everything for the veteran. They don't have to do it. So they keep coming back, and then when they get their award letter, they come back and see us. We read it, see if it was sufficient, see if they took in all the evidence into consideration. And then we explain their benefits, because for every percentage has extra benefits connected to it other than just the monetary benefit. So we go over that, and then we continuously say, hey, every year come back, because we have new Congress and legislatures can always changing. So every morning at 5:30, I wake up and I read legislature, because if something changes or if they approve something, we have to implement it same day.
So your 200 cases are not static.
No.
You get new cases and get rid of old cases all the time.
Correct.
But you maintain about 200.
Yes.
Out of 16,700 some odd vets.
Yeah, my vet reps maintain 3,000 each.
And you handle 200?
I handle 200. I actually have about 3,000 on my caseload, but I have 200 active clients that I see continuously. Absolutely.
So I'm an inactive client because I'm not coming and bugging you.
Correct.
Maybe I should.
You should. Absolutely. Come to 1855 Shasta Street.
If somebody has a quick question they want to ask, what can they call on the phone and ask the question?
Yes, they can. I have a great office assistant that can answer the general questions. And we also have emails. Each of us on the website has our email. And you can email your questions, and we try to get right back to you.
What's your phone number?
It is 530-225-5616.
225-5616. And if somebody wants to send you an email?
It would be ctraver, T-R-A-V-E-R, @co.shasta.ca.us.
Okay. Now, the only other thing I can think of, there is a service you provide that's called the California College Fee Waiver Program.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
Oh, this is an amazing program. If you, the veteran, is service-connected, at least 0% service-connected, your children can go to school in the state of California free. That's a CSU, a UC, or a community college. The tuition is paid for.
Start back at the beginning again if I'm what?
Service-connected, at least 0%.
0%?
0%.
Wait a minute. Service-connected what?
Anything.
If I was ever in the service?
Yeah, and you filed a disability through Department of Veterans Affairs, and we get you a percentage. Then if you have children 18...
well, wait a minute. I'm already confused. You just said it was 0%, so why would I file for a disability if I'm 0%?
Well, that is your disability. Some people have 0%, not 10% or 20%, but they actually have 0% service-connected. It means that they recognize that your injury or your illness is due to the military, so they give you 0%, but it might not be causing you a major disability in your daily activities.
Give me an example.
Hearing. If your hearing is 0%, it means that your hearing loss is very minimal, but they do recognize it as service-connected because of acoustic damage that you had in the military.
Okay. All right, Christina. Celestina, I'm going to get your name right here.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you for coming in. When we come back after this break for the news, we're going to be talking with the leadership of Bethel Church.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is taking on Iran as he chairs a meeting at the U.N. Security Council, and he used the podium to lament the signing of that Iran nuclear deal 3 years ago.
The regime used new funds from the deal to support terrorism, build nuclear-capable missiles, and foment chaos.
The president pulled the U.S. out of that nuclear agreement earlier this year. The top Senate Republican signaling it's time to move forward on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process.
It's time, Mr. President, for senators to hear from both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh under oath. Tomorrow, we'll do just that. And then, it will be time to vote.
The committee is scheduled to vote for Friday. An attorney for Kavanaugh, meanwhile, says missing details from one of the accuser's story calls into question those claims about what happened at a Yale dorm party many years ago.
Nobody corroborates that that event happened. She didn't even say when she was first talking about it that she remembered that it was Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh lawyer Beth Wilkinson appearing on CBS this morning. Sales of new homes climbed 3.5% in August, snapping a two-month decline. Commerce Department says newly built homes sold at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 629,000 last month. The gains mostly came from a 47.8% jump in the Northeast. Executives from half a dozen Internet titans are due to appear before the Senate Commerce Committee today to explain their privacy policies. Senior executives from several of those companies, including AT&T, Amazon, Apple, Google, Twitter, and Charter Communications, are expected to testify. Financial markets have been subdued as investors look ahead to the Federal Reserve's latest policy-setting session. An announcement is expected this afternoon on interest rates. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Syria issues a warning to Israel about a defense system, the latest from the media line's Charles B. Blizzard.
Syria's deputy foreign minister said Israel should think twice about attacking the country once Russia delivers the advanced S-300 missile defense system to the Assad regime. The deployment of the S-300 will greatly inhibit Israel's freedom of action, according to Justin Bronk, research fellow at the London-based Royal United Services Institute for Defense and Security Studies.
It would, in effect, mean that Israeli jets would be under much more serious threat when conducting operations close to the Syrian border, whether over Lebanon or the Mediterranean. The S-300 has a longer range, particularly with the more recent variants, than any of the air defenses which Syria currently operates.
I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in a state prison for 2004 sexual assault.
The man, once known as America's Dad, has now been legally classified as a sexually violent predator. Cosby was convicted in April of drugging and sexually assaulting Temple University women's basketball administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. Cosby's lawyers had argued for house arrest, given that Cosby is 81, legally blind, and needs help moving around. Cosby declined to address the court before the sentencing. He sat back in his chair with his head on the headrest as the sentence was read. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Remote villages in Africa and Asia are receiving electricity using a little-known type of technology called zinc air batteries. The California-based Nant Energy says it's created a zinc air battery storage system that can provide power at a lower cost than lithium-ion batteries. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
This is actually not Carl and Linda Bott. This is Ken Murray sitting in for them while they are on vacation. In this hour, we're going to be talking to some of the leadership from Bethel Church.
And good morning, Ken. Sunny and hot today, a high near 101 degrees. Those winds will die down, which will take us out of the red flag situation. Clear tonight and low around 63. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high of 100. Then temperatures begin dropping as we head into the weekend. By the time we get to Saturday, we will actually see a chance of showers and a high of only 76. So a definite change coming in our weather. Currently in downtown Reading, 61 degrees. Turning to our air quality monitors, we are in the green zone with readings around 50 or so. There's a spike over in the Enterprise area. We're not sure what that's about. We'll take a look. Could be a bad sensor, but we are monitoring air quality in the wake of all these wildfires. All this information is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. They offer senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
This morning we're talking. I have two gentlemen in the studio. One is Chris Valentin. He is the founder of the Moral Revolution. His book, The Moral Revolution, I guess came out around 2009. He's a senior associate leader at Bethel Church in Reading. And I also have Andy Mason, who comes from New Zealand and has 15-plus years of experience helping individuals and organizations discover and align with purpose. He and his wife and four children live here in Reading. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, when I called to set up this show, I wanted to talk about the Bethel effect on Reading. And there's definitely an effect. Some of them are good, some of them are perceived as bad, but it exists. And it exists because you're a large institution in our community, a relatively small community. There are those in the community who think that this is somehow unique or bad or something, and I would point back to history. If you go back 40 years, there was another mega church in Reading. It was called North Valley Baptist Church. And in fact, years ago, if you were going to run for political office, you better go talk to Royal Blue at North Valley Baptist Church. That's yeah. Just the way it was.
That's right.
Now, I don't know if anybody running for political office comes out and talks to the senior people at Bethel Church, but at least one member of your congregation is currently on the city council, and there are people in town that think you're taking over the whole world. So there's a difference between perception and reality. And I guess I want to start with the reality. It's a church, okay? By way of disclosure, I used to go to Bethel Church when they were on North Pacelli Lane.
Oh, wow. Earl Johnson.
Earl Johnson and Darlene were friends of mine, and are friends of mine, well, until Earl passed away, and I still think fondly of Darlene. But I have not gone out to the campus. Well, I did. I went out there once because I got invited. But I went out another time to try to go to church and couldn't get in the door because it was so crowded. So yeah, I didn't go back.
It's the problem.
So let's get a description of the church itself. How big is the church locally in terms of membership?
Well, on any given Sunday, there's about 10,000 people who attend Bethel Church on any given Sunday.
Okay, and that's in several venues, not just over on College View.
Three venues and nine services.
Right, and Bethel Church generates money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you generate money from certainly your membership. Many of them will tithe.
Yes.
And that will be tithing to the church. Then you have a music ministry, records, and that kind of thing. That brings in income.
Yeah, so we have our tithes and offerings like any other church, and then we have a large music business.
Uh-huh.
And that, that's a multi-million dollar business. And then we have the school of ministry, which, last year we graduated 72 countries.
Mm-hmm.
122 Germans graduated from our school.
Uh-huh.
It's the largest vocational school in the United States approved by Homeland Security.
Okay.
And the second largest is less than half our size.
Okay.
So the largest vocational school in America, not religious school, largest vocational school in America approved by Homeland Security.
What's a vocation?
Vocation is ministry.
Oh, okay.
So,
but you're not cranking out preachers, or are you?
No, we're not. Probably 20% of our students want to be a preacher. Most of them just want to get as much of the kingdom as they can and take it back and apply it to their daily life.
Okay.
And so it's kind of exciting, though, if you think about our community of, 90,000-ish mm-hmm. in Reading, and having the largest vocational school in the entire United States approved by Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
And so last year we graduated 2,400 students. This year we'll graduate 2,600. So we've been growing, about 10% every year for the last – this is be our 20th year this year.
Okay. Well, that leads me to a question. The school is called the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry.
Yes.
And you are the co-founder of the school.
Yes.
What is supernatural ministry?
Well, it just means that we believe everything that the Bible says about the miracles of Jesus. And Jesus talked about the fact, in Mark 16, talked about the works that he did that we were to do also. So we believe in healing and deliverance and prophecy and all the miracles that Jesus did. We believe that those miracles were passed on to his disciples, people who believe and follow Jesus. And so we see lots of miracles, especially healings. We actually keep track of them. We actually have an entire team that their full-time job is to keep track of the testimonies,
mm-hmm.
To research the ones that we publish to make sure that they are legitimate,
mm-hmm.
that there really is a doctor's report that they really did get healed. As you know,
mm-hmm.
in a church our size, there are a lot of people who would say they got healed and find out that, that they maybe they did get well, but there was doctors and treatment involved, and that's good. That's mm-hmm. all good. We always say that medicine isn't a second-class healing. We have lots of doctors in our church and in our movement,
mm-hmm.
but that is different than a miracle
mm-hmm.
when Jesus touched you and literally your cancer or whatever disease you have went away. So we see lots and lots of miracles. People come from all over the world for the miracles, and we say that they come for the miracles, but they stay for the family.
All right, that leads me to my next question in this: the Bethel effect. Andy, why'd you come here? Because you came from New Zealand.
Correct. Yeah.
Why would anybody come from beautiful New Zealand to Redding, California?
Absolutely.
And left a career.
Yeah. So, my background is agriculture, business, finance. I had a job, family, babysitters within 10 minutes, grandparents. And 2008, we were looking, we were very involved in our local church in New Zealand. Involved in different realms of society, community, local church, and we were considering what where our future was. And my wife and I are praying people, and we involve God in those decisions. So we sense something's changed. I thought maybe it's a promotion at work. Maybe it's some ministry role, and neither of those were local. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed about our future, and we heard God speak to us, leave everything, go to a new country. And we thought, where? And over a very short period of time, that confirmed that it was here. And I came 2008. We got four children. At the time, they were 2, 4, 6, and 8 years old. And we ended up in Redding, California in 2008.
And how has the community received you? Not Bethel Church, but the community itself.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's because there's two communities. There's the school community, which are very transient. They come here for a year or 2 years or 3 years, and then there's the local community. We were unique in that we, because my wife did not do school and we had young children.
The school ministry.
The ministry school, yeah.
Okay.
We weren't so much in a part of the student community. Also, we're older. We're not single. And so we engaged more with the business community, which is where I feel my family or community is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and that's really why we've stayed.
What do you do at Bethel?
So I lead what we call...
The job's pretty secret.
Yeah. we started what we call Heaven and Business, which is integrating faith and work. So we help people see and experience how much God values their everyday work. And then we help them partner with God in their work to hear his voice, to build a business that doesn't just do good, but actually build cities.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the leadership from Bethel Church right after this.
And at 8:15, you're listening to KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. That is man's last stronghold. Carl gets his hair cut there. Gentlemen, you should as well. 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, the SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And about 20 minutes now after 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, this portion of the program brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub in the heart of downtown, 1701 California Street. And I will spare you the bad Irish accent, but they are Redding's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State since 2011. Wings, burgers, nachos, 16 brews on tap, all kinds of good stuff, including NFL games on Sundays during the season. You can enjoy a delicious brunch. That's all at Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Boggs on vacation. I'm talking this morning with some of the leadership of Bethel Church, Chris Felton and Andy Mason. It is curious to me in this community, and I've lived here a long time and know a lot of people in town, that Bethel gets the rap for trying to take over the city of Redding and City Hall. And it came to a fever pitch when you donated $500,000 to the police effort in the city of Redding. At the same time that this fever pitch, that you're going to take over the city of Redding is going on, we have Redding Rancheria donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to government to buy fire engines and hire district attorneys and stuff, and nobody's outraged about that. What is it about you that just irritates people?
I think it's Andy.
Yeah.
I've been thinking it's Andy all along.
It's the foreigners.
Blame it on the internationals. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think maybe it's quite different when our congregation is large for the size of our city, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we sometimes we're misunderstood. I think that people have a sense that we're trying to Christianize Redding and that we'd like everybody to, you know, be saved and follow Jesus, and that's true, but not in the way that people think. I think that a great example is that we took over the Civic Auditorium, obviously, because it was going to be closed. And you probably remember that whole ordeal. You know, there was a big move like save the Civic, which meant save it from the crazy Christians, right? And there were people were, I think, rightly concerned that we were going to take the Civic Auditorium over, turn it into a Christian institution. And even though we said that we would run it as a secular venue and start a secular 501c3 to, you know, nonprofit, non-religious public benefit, people were like, no, you won't do that. And we did, obviously, many years ago, 7 years ago, I think. And we took that civic auditorium, which cost the city $1.8 million in losses, plus $800,000 TOT tax. And instead, we paid $20,000 a month rent and run it as a secular venue. And this last year, that we just closed our fiscal year, we ran 31 shows, which was the most shows I think that's ever been run out of that venue. And it cost the city absolutely nothing. They brought in $240,000 in rent, and we ran it as a secular venue. As you know, I think it was over 90% of the shows last year were not Christian. And so I think that, you know, Jesus said, do your works in such a way that people see your good works and they glorify your Father in heaven. So I think that what all we're trying to do is, like, how do we serve our city well? And how do we love our city in the way that they actually feel loved? I remember years and years ago when I was a young husband, I bought my wife a chainsaw for Christmas, not understanding that probably not the thing she wanted. And I learned really quickly, like, you know, you got to love people the way they can actually receive it, not the way you would receive it. And so, you know, I think that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to love our city well. And, you know, the MPU project, as you just mentioned, the $500,000, I think we've now given over $800,000 to that project. You know, we saw that obviously we have a problem with crime in our city. Everybody knows that. And then they were, you know, we lost the grant. The city lost the grant to continue to fund the MPU project. Neighborhood police unit was the only police unit that was actually preventing crime. And we're like, well, we took it to our leaders and said, these are the only police officers that are preventing crime. Crime's rising in our city. We got to do something about this. And we're also building a big building, and we asked ourselves the question, can we build a building, a beautiful building on the back of a broken city? And so we took some of our building money, and we just said, let's figure out a way to keep these police officers for a couple more years until the city can figure out a way to pay them. And so those are our motives, and that's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to make it very clear, like if we were trying to Christianize Reading, we certainly wouldn't turn the Civic Auditorium into a secular venue.
I recall just as recently as the car fire, people were very quick to find fault with Bethel because, oh, well, they're not opening up their center to everybody so that they can come and get help. What's wrong with them? Well, what was wrong was that there was one way in and one way out, and you couldn't offer the place as an evacuation shelter because it didn't meet the criteria. But no, people wanted they only accept facts that line up with their personal agenda or vendetta.
Totally. And what they didn't probably realize is that we did open our Twin View location immediately that same day, that same night. And then we were open one day. And of course, the city came and closed our facility because it was, again, in the evac zone. So we have five buildings. Every one of them was in the evac zone except for the College View campus. And that had one way in, one way out. And the fire department said, we don't want this to be an evacuation area. And people get stuck on this hill. We can't get them out. So that's exactly what happened. And, of course, the next 2 days later, we were open as soon as they cleared us to open.
Let's come back to you, Andy. You moved your family here. You're a businessman. Are you on staff at Bethel?
Yes. Yeah, Bethel is unique in that predominantly a church would operate based on what is given. And Bethel works in a reverse model, and predominantly the way that they operate is we generate our own revenue from a lot more resources. So the department that I lead is a self-generating department to fund what we do. So, yes, I'm on staff at Bethel, and that's how we've grown what we do.
How do you make money?
So we bring in, we just had a conference here. We had 200 business people come from all over the world that paid conference fees to come to Reading. They stayed in hotels. They ate food here. And that conference fee then contributes to running the department, the five employees that we now have. We have an online platform, so it's an online learning platform where there's now 450 subscribers from all over the world that jump onto that platform, pay a monthly subscription, and they're a part of a growing community that are aligned and saying, we want this. And so those are all income-generating streams that allow us to do what we do here for free.
What are you teaching them?
So we're teaching them, number one, is that your work, God created you to work. It's partly the way that we build our friendship with God. It's through work, not just sitting around doing nothing, that there's dignity and value in work. And so to see and experience how much God values you in your work, if you say, well, I'm a radio DJ. Well, what a great way to glorify God. And you say, well, if you've heard of the country we just talked about, Shameless O'Leary's, the Guinness beer, if anyone knows the story of the family Guinness in Ireland, God-loving followers of Jesus that did more for their country than the government did. So that whole message is, that's one message, validating people in their work. And then number two is we teach them how to hear God and getting ideas and strategies and insights and how to build a business that doesn't just make profit but actually produces value from the people, the profit, the planet, the whole way through. And then third way is actually adding value to a city.
How do you add value to the city?
That's easy. There's so many different ways. Well, number one, and I've done this. I went through Leadership Reading, which you'd be familiar with. Love what that program does. And it was so good to see through that the different aspects of the city, the economic day, the education day, the government day, the law enforcement. And so what does a business do in terms of building a city? Well, number one is building community. So people build, if you're going to build community, that's what a city needs. And number two is creating jobs. The more jobs that are created, the better that a city's going to be. And number three is grow. So the more I can attract people and customers to the city, the better that's going to do. So, for example, I love the fish shop, the fly fishing shop. That's number two in the world, I believe, for fly fishing. Brings thousands of tourists here.
No, you live in Reading. It's number one in the world.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Because that's three. Well, I'll come back to you in a minute. We've got
so we can carry on for a long time.
We've got to take a break. Bob's motioning.
Got to pay the rent. Got to pay the rent.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by some people. I just went to see Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. You can register online at usgunpro.com. Northern Firearms Instruction.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office.
sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And 25 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by North State Security. 24-hour service, 7 days a week. They protect your property and business from all kinds of problems. They've been your ounce of prevention since 1968. North State Security, 243-0295.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott while they are on vacation. This morning I'm talking with Andy Basin, who comes to us from New Zealand about 10 years ago, is on the staff at Bethel Church, and Chris Ballaston, who is the senior associate leader of Bethel Church and co-founder of the School of Supernatural Ministry. Okay, part of the Bethel effect, and I think part of what influences public opinion is you have all these people, 2,000 people coming to school from all over the world.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
They rent a three-bedroom house, and they have six cars up and down the street, and it irritates everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Can you do anything about that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what people want us to do.
They want the cars to disappear. Oh. I mean, it's fairly simple.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the challenge is in our city, what is it? We have a 2% vacancy rate, and so we have a housing problem in our city. We went to Simpson University this year and started renting dorms, try to take pressure off of our city. Obviously, we asked this year again for our city, especially with the fire. Mm-hmm. We asked our people to please take our students into their own homes to try to alleviate some of that pressure on our city. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, there are opportunities that our own residents have, and they rent a house with, you know, three bedrooms, and they put two students in every bedroom. And just as you said, that's, instead of it being two family cars, it's six cars. Mm-hmm. It probably isn't quite that drastic, because most of our internationals don't drive here.
Mm-hmm.
But it still is a lot of pressure on our city. We teach our students to honor, to love their neighbors, to be a benefit to their community, and to be a benefit to their neighbors. But, I mean, what do you do if you have, as you said, six cars? What do you do about that? Like, mm-hmm. Where do I park? And, you know, so I understand that there are side effects to having a school this large in our community. The other side of it is, you know, and Ken, I'm not sure that what the answer is to this, but if Shasta College suddenly tripled in size, or Simpson College University suddenly tripled in size, would people be upset? Would the word on the street be there's too many cars?
And I would guess that, you know, and I understand it may be a problem without a solution, but there are, at the same time, it seems to me, offsets that Bethel is providing, the Reading Stream cleanup project, yeah. For example.
Mm-hmm.
The school has sent dozens and dozens and dozens of people out to help us.
2,400 students work in our city, on our city, every single year. Yeah, they actually are assigned for 2 to 4 hours a week, every week, in our city. So, as you know, we built a small park in the last couple of years. We didn't do it ourselves. We volunteered, mm-hmm. with many other people. I know Rotary Lions, lots of people got involved. But our city logged the most volunteer hours in the history of the nation on that project.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the kind of things that I think sometimes they go unnoticed because of the frustration that that a large school brings to a small community.
Sure.
And I guess I say, you know, typically it wouldn't be our students who are partying in the neighborhood. So they have six cars, but you sell them here. I'm not going to say never because I've been here 20 years with our students.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I have rarely heard your students partied all night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Bob, you got questions in the chat
room. We do have questions in the chat room. I'm going to read this absolutely verbatim from Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
5565.
Anonymous.
Why are Bethel students stuffed in rental houses like sardines? Exclamation point. Why is there no construction on the Super Jesus Center? Question mark. Is Bethel moving to Dallas? Question mark.
Well, I don't know the answer to some of those questions. Is Bethel moving to Dallas? We actually planted a church in Austin,
mm-hmm.
and we just launched it this weekend, and we're pretty excited about that. You know, I would say that we aren't the ones cramming students into houses. We have no dorms on purpose because initially what we wanted to happen is our students learn about life today and they live in a neighborhood where they can apply it tonight. That was the goal. That's why we never built dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously the school's grown tremendously,
mm-hmm.
and now we have the car fire, which reduced our housing, so the pressure on our cities dramatically more.
Correct.
So, you know, and what I see happening right now, and I think you can see it, that there's a housing boom happening in our city. We've had several contractors come to us and say, we're building apartments, we're building housing. Can you point students towards the apartments that will be finished next year? And so, like, the good side of it is, we're seeing contractors respond to a market that very much is creating a need, which creates an opportunity.
How big is the staff out there?
700 and 400 interns.
Holy guacamole.
720 to be exact.
What do they all do?
We just sit around and pray all day, mostly.
I know that's not true because it took me forever to even get through the palace guard to talk to you.
Exactly, I know.
I think I went through 700 of them. Okay, back to this Bethel effect. Now, Andy, you're working with business people in town and business people actually around the world, and it's to introduce... it's to expand the interconnection between morality and business, if you will.
Part of it, at least.
I mean, that's part of it, right? Now, at the same time, Chris, you wrote a book about the moral revolution. What is a moral revolution?
Well, I think that moral revolution was written about morality becoming popular again. About the idea that people would save themselves for marriage, the idea that marriage is a sacred institution by God, and that sex, that God created sex. You know, when God said be fruitful and multiply, He obviously gave us a sex drive. And the question is, what is a sex drive? And I think it means that you want to have sex with somebody. And the question is, are we supposed to get rid of our sex drive or manage our appetite? And when I wrote that book many years ago, and now we can see that, you know, in my opinion, that in the area of sexuality, we see morality moving towards if you feel it, do it, and if you feel it, you are it. And I'd propose that you are, you know, the way you feel isn't the way you are, that feelings are fickle, and that nobility means that I make the right choices in the midst of whatever I feel. And I think that the idea that my feelings, my temptations, I say it like this, I am not the temptations I resist, I am the virtues I embrace. And I think a lot of people go through life and they think, well, people that that don't have sex before they're married or that only have sex inside of marriage or different ways you might want to say that, I think there are people that think, well, those people don't have the same temptations I have. They don't live with the temptation to have sex in some other venue than a marriage. And I would say the difference between virtuous people and people who aren't virtuous is that they both have temptations, and some people decide to live out their temptations. In other words, they embrace their temptation as their identity. They say, well, what I feel is who I am. And I think that nobility, the Bible teaches that nobility is resisting temptation, and that it's actually in the resistance of temptation that you actually build the muscle of nobility.
Bob, we're going to take another break because I want to formulate my next question very, very carefully. We'll be right back.
River Commons brings you this portion of Free Fire Radio, Redding's premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreation opportunities. It's a beautifully redesigned community near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and the Sundial Bridge, also close to shopping on Hilltop in downtown Redding. Carl says it's like a cruise ship on land. Come see what River Commons can do for you. Contact them for a personalized tour at 238-5981. That's area code 530-238-5981. Back with more Free Fire Radio after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
and currently in Reading, it is 61 degrees. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The weather always brought to you by our friendly folks down there. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. I'm talking with two of the leaders from Bethel Church. You may notice I haven't taken any calls. That's because I got so many of my own questions I want to get answered before the morning's over. The Bethel effect. And, you know, from listening to the two of you, apparently one of the effects is that, Andy, your portfolio is marrying Christian beliefs with business practices.
Absolutely.
That's really what your focus is. And Chris, in your area of the school, you're having 2,400 students come in every year.
Yes, sir.
And they're coming from all over the world. Yes, there is an impact on the community. You know, there's housing impacts, but by the same token, there are offsets.
Yes.
Community service hours, building a park, going to trail cleanup. Your students come out in droves.
Yes.
And it's obvious that the church is encouraging them to participate in the community.
Yeah, we bought $1 million worth of equipment, two trucks, tractors, equipment, chainsaws to actually help the work. So our students aren't showing up at a park, you know, with three rakes and 40 students. Mm-hmm. You know, we literally have equipment. They literally go through a training course.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to we always say to rake the lawn or trim the tree or to do whatever it is they do, like Solomon's waiters waited on tables, like with the spirit of excellence and with a vision to see a beautiful city.
Okay. But because of the very size of your church, it yes. has an impact on the
Absolutely.
Town.
Absolutely.
The other area I'm really interested in, I understand why students are coming. Why are young families moving to Reading? I mean, there's churches other places that teach exactly what you teach. Why are they moving to Reading?
Well, I think that people are all over. I don't think they're just moving to Reading. I think that they're moving to places. In our case, you know, we also have a network of churches of about 4,000, 5,000 churches across the globe. And I think that people are migrating to places where they can see their lives fully actualized and come fully alive. And I think that, you know, Bill Johnson, our senior pastor, says, I don't want to build a big church. I want to build big people. And I think that if you try to build a big church, you might have a lot of people in attendance, but what kind of impact do you have on a community is if instead of trying to build a big church, you actually build big people. You actually ask yourselves, you know, how do we build something? How do we call it discover, develop, and deploy people? How do we actually help people find their divine destiny, develop them in it, and deploy them to their destiny? That's what we're doing, and we're not the only ones doing it. People are doing it all around the world, and I think that wherever you see churches that are actually there to serve the people instead of be served,
mm-hmm.
because as we all know, organizations all over the world, not just churches, sometimes the people exist to benefit the organization instead of the organization benefiting the people, and I think that the reason why Bethel and many churches all around the world are growing, and is because people are saying, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? And how the heck do I get there? Mm-hmm. And so I think that wherever you see an organization that actually is there for the full benefit of the people, I think you're going to see that grow all over the world. And we see our not just Bethel local, but we see our movement growing extraordinarily all over the world. Because I think we're doing what Jesus asked us to do, and that is to find the treasure in the midst of the field and to help people develop that treasure. And I think that people come here. I think they visit here, and they walk into the church building, and they go, wow, this I could raise my family here.
My children could be fully actualized here. My children can learn about what they are called to do, and there's actually people who are teaching my children how to be fully alive. And I think that's ultimately the movement that we are a part of. And by the way, it's much bigger than even the Bethel 4,000 or 5,000 churches. This move is happening all over the world. I think that because Reading is isolated, a lot of people wouldn't know that there is a global move of God that's actually growing everywhere. China, India, Pakistan. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a move of God in which people are finding their destiny. They're discovering their path to their purpose, and they're being fully actualized. And I think that's a growing move everywhere.
Andy, do you have any other thoughts on why people are moving their families to Reading?
I mean, I exactly agree. That's why number one, we were looking for somewhere as a family. Now, obviously, we heard the voice of God to come here, not knowing why. We're initially not knowing where, and we looked at a different couple of places. Never thought we'd ever be in America. We came here. America in practice is not the America that you see on television.
I don't know what you see in New Zealand.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just imagine Hollywood.
Okay.
And so we came here, and I was talking with my wife this morning about this very thing. We've come here. We've found a community of people, so a like-minded community of people, where faith is a part of. It's not just something that I do on Sunday. It's not just something I tick the box, but faith is a core component that's integrated into all of my life. And it's a group of people that don't just talk about it. They live it out. So it's rare to find a church that doesn't just talk about faith. They actually live it out. And the beauty in Reading that is phenomenal from my perspective, it's not just Bethel, but there are a number of healthy, thriving churches in this city.
Oh, man, there are.
I could go to any of a number of those churches and be a valuable member because I love it. The stirring, I love what they're doing. I love Little Country Church and what they're doing. I love Neighborhood Church and what they're doing. And to see that community, to say it's Bethel and the Bethel Effect would be to overlook there's a great number of faith-based communities in our own city that are doing wonderful things in the city.
I think there was over 90 churches that got together for the Easter service. Yeah, Easter service, and wonderful pastors. And I want to just say that I completely agree, and I'm glad you touched on that, because I don't know that it's so much the Bethel effect as it is the kingdom effect on our city. There are lots and lots of churches that they don't get credit for the things they do.
That's right.
And I think that often media is giving, we're getting the blame, we're also getting the credit. And I'm thinking, we seldom do anything in our city in which other churches aren't involved. And so and they're often missed because their congregations are congregations of 300 or 400 as opposed to thousands. But the churches in our city, so many healthy churches in our city, and we have great relationships with most of them.
Okay. Well, I think I'm gonna enlist you in my. I've decided I have a cause.
Oh no.
I am. I went to the State of the City yesterday, and it just reminded me once again. Every time we say the Pledge of Allegiance, it irritates me. When I was a kid, the Pledge of Allegiance said, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all."
Oh,
they didn't add "under God" until later.
Really?
Well, I grew up.
You are really old.
Now, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's pledge of allegiance to the United States of to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is not a complete sentence.
Yes.
The way we ought to be saying it, according to Ken Murray, is, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There it is.
Well, now, people add the comma. It's not in the text.
Well, you guys got the biggest church in town. I want you to start making it.
Fix it. Fix this problem.
I want it to be one nation. One nation under God, indivisible. Because
very good.
Okay.
That's it right there.
I mean, why is the only divisible words in the pledge under God and indivisible? I never understood that.
Maybe we should change it to invisible.
Well, I didn't. I just spent almost an hour with you finding out that God certainly is not invisible.
Yes, he was invisible.
That's great.
We're about at 1 minute.
Yeah. On tomorrow morning's show, we're going to have Redding Rancheria in, talk about what their plans for the future are. And somebody else that I can't remember who right at the moment because I'm old. In any event, Andy, Chris, I truly appreciate your coming in. There is no question in my mind that Bethel has an effect on the community, but I think, in my opinion, you get blamed for things that some of them you're responsible for and can't do anything about. Most of the things you're accused of, you're not responsible for at all.
Yeah.
And it's a dilemma. But perhaps just being a big institution, a small town, makes you a target.
Thank you very much.
Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.